This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. One of the most popular radio comedies ever aired was a series called The Goon Show. It was broadcast on the BBC in the 1950s, but you can still hear reruns across most of the English-speaking world. The program inspired the Beatles, Monty Python, and quite a few people here. But for its chief writer, Spike Milligan, The Goon Show was anything but funny. His struggles are the subject of a new play opening this weekend in Philadelphia. Joel Rose reports.
The Goon Show went on the air in 1951. At first, BBC executives were reluctant to fund it and hated the name, so they called it Crazy People, which is not a bad description.
This is the BBC Home Service. Thank you. We now come to the radio show entirely dedicated to the downfall of John Snack.
He, of course, refers to the highly esteemed Goon Show.
With liberal use of sound effects and music, a cast of recurring characters, and surreal catchphrases, it's not hard to see why BBC executives had their doubts. But The Goon Show found its audience.
It was just revolutionary. It came from such left field and such a conservative age.
Playwright Roy Smiles says the show's runaway success depended on the acting of Harry Secombe and Peter Sellers. Yes, that Peter Sellers. And the almost Dada writing of Spike Milligan.
Milligan would write a show during the week, and then they'd get together on Sunday, and they'd have a big jug of milk, which is full of brandy, unknown to the producers, get a bit tiddly. They'd have a read-through in the afternoon, and then do the show in the evening in front of an ecstatic audience.
My lords, ladies, and other national assistance holders, tonight the League of Burmese Trombonists present a bestseller play entitled... The Terror of Bexhill-on-Sea, or The Dreaded Batter Pudding Hurler.
By the end of the 50s, it was hugely popular, and it had a lasting effect on British comedy. The creators of Monty Python's Flying Circus named Spike Milligan and the Goons as a major influence. So did Beatle John Lennon. His impression of a German U-boat operator in the movie A Hard Day's Night could have been lifted right off the show.
Help me! Help me! Help!
Torpedoes again, eh?
The creators of The Goon Show all served in World War II. Milligan had been making his living as a trumpeter. Instead, Roy Smiles says Milligan found himself at the front in Italy.
And he had a terrible time in Italy. He was wounded and got shell-shocked, and they're going to court-martial him because his nerve went. That experience haunted him the rest of his life, and he came out of the war just determined never to take the officer class in Britain seriously again and to attack them mercilessly.
And that's what Milligan did on The Goon Show, to the delight of an entire nation. But after 9 seasons, the pressure got to be too much. He began behaving erratically, sometimes locking himself in his room for weeks. Speaking years later with the BBC's Peter France, Milligan said the stress of writing The Goon Show every week broke up his marriage to his first wife.
I was being abominable to her, you know, outrageous, sometimes threatening violence and things like that.
Were you drinking then?
No, just the sheer tension of the work I was working under.
Playwright Roy Smiles says Milligan suffered a total breakdown in 1960.
He ended up in St. Luke's Psychiatric Hospital and he wanted to kill himself. And he was there in the months, just the black dog of depression on his back.
This is where the play Ying Tong, A Walk with the Goons, picks up. Smile says it's an attempt to explore what was happening in Spike Milligan's head when he quit writing The Goon Show. In one scene, Milligan spars with the hospital psychiatrist.
I never wanted to be a comedian. I wanted to be a musician. I only became a comedian to avoid starvation.
And?
With skill, application, and dedication to my craft, I ended up starving, sharing a room above a pub with a monkey.
Do you always use jokes to deflect pain?
Only for 40 years.
That's not very healthy.
Isn't it?
Ying Tong doesn't use actual excerpts from The Goon Show, which are under copyright, but it comes pretty close.
This is the BBC Home Service. Yes, to the happy laughter of Britain's municipal workforce going about a busy day's malingering, we present The Goon Show and... Journey to the center of Milligan's brain!
Some of the strangest things in the play actually happened. For instance, the time Milligan tried to stab Peter Sellers with a potato peeler. Playwright Roy Smiles says Milligan had grown to despise Sellers, who was getting more and more famous thanks to The Goon Show.
Just after The Goons, he became a sort of megastar, which Milligan bitterly resented for the rest of his days, by the way.
Sellers went on to fame in Hollywood, starring in Dr. Strangelove and the Pink Panther movies. Milligan got treatment for what's now known as bipolar disorder. He wrote a series of books about his experiences in World War II and produced a short-lived TV show for the BBC. And he never missed a good chance to bite the hand that fed him. Here's Milligan talking with the BBC's Michael Parkinson in 1977.
You have an uneasy relationship with the BBC, don't you?
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Yes. My father said it's always just postmen with cameras. He said they're going at the age, this big building at the age of 60, you come out the other side of 65 with a pension. That's it. I mean,
well, what, I mean, what is it about you? What is it about you and big organisations? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's BBC or the GPO or the Inland Revenue.
Well, they've lost individuality, and so I'm an individual, and therefore I cannot become part of a great conglomerate of crap, you know.
Despite his anti-authoritarian leanings, Spike Milligan was knighted by Prince Charles, who was a fan of the Goon Show. Sir Spike passed away in 2002. The play Ying Tong opened in London 2 years later to rave reviews. It went on to play packed houses in Australia and New Zealand, but now it's opening in America, where it will have to contend for the first time with audiences not raised on reruns of The Goon Show. Playwright Roy Smiles concedes there is reason for concern.
They might greet it in total silence. Who knows? You're a strange and terrible people, the Americans. We like Monty Python, so I can't see why he wouldn't like the Goons.
Smile says he has adapted the play, slowing down the dialogue in the hope that audiences here will finally get Milligan's sense of humor. It's a trick Spike Milligan himself was never able to pull off. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.